I'm pleased to join my friend and colleague, Senator Tartaglione, in sponsoring this resolution. There are many health warnings and alerts competing for attention and action. So the American Heart Association is doing something quite distinctive to make their cause and message stand out. National Wear Red Day is a powerful dose of advocacy on behalf of better health and longer lives for women. While it is disconcerting to learn how pervasive heart disease and strokes are among women, it is reassuring to know that much of this can be prevented. We cannot hear the common sense advice often enough. Be aware of the risks. Take control of your health. Educate yourself, then family and friends, of the benefits of healthy choices on diet, exercise, and lifestyle. Don't wait until the signs of serious trouble are apparent before making a doctor visit. Get involved in helping others through advocacy or financial support. Of course, some risk factors can't be helped, like family history, age, but other things can be managed. It's important for women to know their numbers for cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, body mass index. There are five silent heart attack symptoms that everyone should know: shortness of breath, pain in the upper back, jaw, one or both arms or neck, discomfort in the center of the chest, nausea or flu-like symptoms, and profuse sweating. None of us should ignore these critical warning signs. The American Heart Association is challenging us to make a commitment to stand together and take charge of our heart health. So I hope everyone will join Senator Tartaglione and me in spreading the message and helping to save and help save lives. Be sure to wear red. Go Red for Women this Friday, February 1st. Thank you, Mr. President.